Who is ready to play? You are a small child. You have a very special friend, a most intimate, closest friend who loves you most and who you love above all. You love playing with this friend more than anything else in your world. Your friend is forever happy, delightful, sweet, inventive, thoughtful, funny and kind, knows all the best games and leads you on ever new, thrilling adventures. Just being with this friend is your complete heaven. Right now, you are alone in your room. Your mother calls out that your friend is here and wants to see you. Your friend also calls out your name, imploring you to come and play. How do you respond? You ignore your mother's and your friend's calls. You stay in your room, doing some stupid thing, or nothing at all. Why? 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 Your spiritual heart is your mother, the one who is urging you to come and play with your most special friend, your soul. The eternal game and matchless adventure is your meditation. Our soul is always eager to enwrap us in peace, immerse us in light, and flood us with delight. Our soul has only us on whom to lavish its attention, so it waits and waits for us to heed its call. Our soul shows every move and guides our every step. Our part is only to open the door and allow our soul in, our best, closest friend, playmate, lover, tutor, and guide. Stop whatever you are doing. Give it up and be still. Be silent. Be empty. Be receptive. Surrender to your soul friend. As the meditation game unfolds, enjoy the game, love the game, and become the game. You will make yourself ever increasingly happy, your heart ever happier, and your soul, your life's long eternal friend, ever the happiest.